free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Short Egg. Actor Yannick Schumann started performing at a young age, in musicals at 9 years old, and acting in front of the camera at 11. He made a splash with the film Home Video, and ever since he steadily impressed with his performances, among them films such as Jugend ohne Gott or Dem Horizont so nah, and series such as Charité or Westwall. Yannick can currently be seen in one of the lead roles in the RTL series Sissi as Kaiser Franz. We talked to him via video call for this interview. Hi, Yannick.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Our podcast, Short Take, is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
I am excited. Mm-hmm. I'm motivated. Mm-hmm. And I am curious.
Okay. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I have two answers to that question. One social answer, that's definitely spending time with friends. I'm right now in Berlin and I really meet a lot of friends to back up my energy tank with friends and social connections. And the not so social answer would be reading a book. I always try to start every day with reading a book.
Do you have a secret obsession? Well, one that you're willing to share, let's put it like that.
Okay, it's not so secret. I love musicals. So musicals are definitely my obsession.
What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be film or TV related. It can be anything.
One special moment in my life happened on January 27th, 2023, the day of remembrance for the victims of National Socialism. And I had the honor of lending my voice to the queer victims of the Nazi dictatorship. Mm-hmm. And I will never forget that moment for sure.
Is there a recording of this or was that a live event?
It was a live event, but I think there was also a recording. It was the first time the queer victims were remembered. And since there are no queer living survivors, they asked me and Maren Kreumann to lend our voice to the victims. That was really emotional and a big honor.
Yeah, I can only imagine. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Time. Mm-hmm. Time. Yeah, having time for each other, taking time for each other, and spending time with each other.
Now we're pivoting a little bit. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or a cuisine.
I think there is nothing better than a good pasta. Mm-hmm. So I would always prefer Italian cuisine, I think.
If you weren't an actor, what would you be?
I would be a primary school teacher.
Oh, okay.
And I know that for a very long time. I always wanted to become a teacher or an actor.
Okay.
I would still love that, actually.
Yeah. I did an internship in a kindergarten once.
Lovely.
I have to admit beforehand, I wasn't quite sure. And I have to say it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I couldn't really imagine what it would be like. I mean, obviously that was like almost 20 years ago, but still it was a really great time. Yeah. Kids can be great.
Can be great. Okay.
Maybe I should cut that out.
Next question.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would love to being able to speak every language in the world. When I travel, I want to travel. I want to discover the different cultures. I want to be in contact and with other people to communicate with them. And it is just so much easier if I could speak their language.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also as an audience member, something that you watched that moved you or impressed you?
Oh, gosh, there are so many. I think so. My absolute favorite film in the world is Billy Elliot. And I was, I think, 9 years old when I watched it in the cinema. And I could really identify myself with Billy coming from the countryside being different in a way, not stepping into the footsteps of your dad or your brothers, discovering the arts for you, dance, act, you know, but still being different than all the other boys around you. That would be one answer. And then I remember that I adored Titanic, and I still do. So coming from the countryside, I told you before, with my best friend, I reacted every scene until the ship crashes the iceberg. And we were always like, when we watched the film, we paused it. And then when Leonardo DiCaprio painted or drew Kate Winslet laying on the chaise longue, and we were sitting in front of the television, and we were drawing Rose. The drawings were not beautiful, but I remember spending a lot of time watching and playing scenes from Titanic.
Well, talking about your love for musicals and Titanic, did you ever see that James Corden and Celine Dion in Las Vegas?
Yeah, for sure. Of course.
Yeah, when they're standing on the... Exactly. Oh my God, I almost died.
Hilarious. Yeah, amazing. Oh, I loved Carpool Karaoke. So sad that it came to an end.
Did you ever see the first one with George Michael?
The first one?
Yeah, they did that for Red Nose Day. And I think that's sort of the OG Carpool Karaoke.
I see. Okay.
It's really hilarious, and George Michael is so wonderful in it.
I will do that right after our talk.
Well, you mentioned earlier that you read, so this is a perfect question.
Yes, I do.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
So I recently discovered Edouard Louis. Mm-hmm. He's a French author. He's now 33 years old, I think, and he's queer, and he is writing autobiographical books, and he's writing about his childhood. And I could identify myself or with Billy Elliot. I can also, so I had a really happy childhood, I have to say, and Edouard did not, but I just love his books. And his first one is The End of Eddie. Mm-hmm. I'm now reading all the books in like the order they were published. So End of Eddie, then History of Violence. Then the next one would be Who Killed My Father? Then A Woman's Battles and Transformations. And right now I'm reading Change. And I can really recommend reading his books. It's beautiful, sad, but also inspiring. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
I do. I grew up with Harry Potter. Mm. I'm a huge fan of Harry Potter, but at the same time, I need to say that I want to distance myself from the author's point of views on trans issues. I think it's important nowadays to say that. And I really separate the books and the stories and the world she created with her being a transphobic woman.
Yeah. What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
Okay, I don't do that. Talking about my musical obsession, I watched Wicked many times, and I loved the first film, and I cannot wait until, I mean, I want to enjoy the summer now, but then I'm really looking forward to November, because Wicked Part 2 for Good is coming out. So that would be an international film, but thinking about the German film industry, and talking about reading again, I adored Caro Wahl's 22 Bahnen and Windstärke 17.
Yeah.
And they were just shooting 22 Bahnen last fall, and with Luna Wedler and Janis Niewöhner. And this comes out in September, so I cannot wait to watch 22 Bahnen.
Yeah, I talked to Tim Kuhn, who was the DP on 22 Bahnen.
Oh, did he enjoy filming it?
Yeah, he really did. And I know Thomas Wöpke, the producer, as well. So I have high hopes.
Same here.
Which German, again, upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
Kind of already established.
Yeah.
I absolutely fell in love with Haley Louise Jones, the leading part in Krank Berlin, or English title Berlin ER. And I already loved her in Sad Jokes and in Liebeskind, but watching Krank, I just thought, well, she's such a force. She's a power. And I believed every word. She might be one of my new favorite actresses in German.
We're pivoting again. What do you like most about yourself?
I like my optimism. I'm a quite positive person. I always believe in the good. even now when the world feels very heavy around us. I believe in the good. I'm optimistic.
What do you dislike about yourself?
I am impatient.
Very, very familiar with that sensation, yeah. Yes.
Which random thing makes you happy?
So I'm happy when I have time to take a nap.
Yes.
I love taking a nap during the day, like around 3 or 4 for 20 minutes. I love that.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
Like not talking explicitly about the situation, but I did not follow my gut. Like in one thing that happened in the last weeks.
Yeah.
And even if I knew deep down what the right move was, I said yes to something. So always follow your gut.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
My life motto, it's a bit cheesy. It's really cheesy, but my motto is do not dream your life, but live your dreams.
Well, it's not, I don't think it's cheesy.
It's important, I think.
And we're at the last question, which I'm very interested to hear what you say. Who would play you in a film or series about your life? I know, for actors.
This is the hardest question. Okay, you know what? Mm-hmm. As I was talking about live your dreams mm-hmm. and think big.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep.
Nice.
I mean, she has proven that she is one of the most talented and best actors in the world.
Yeah.
She played all the different characters. She always looked different. I'm sure she can play me.
Yes.
And I would like to talk to her. That's why I think.
Okay. Have a discussion.
I want to discuss with her my life. Come on, Meryl, yeah. Call me.
I love it. That's a perfect answer. Thank you so much. And thank you for taking the time to sit down with us. It was a pleasure.
For sure. Same for me.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.